You're commuting home with Cats at Night. Now, here's John Catsimatidis on 77 WABC.
Well, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. The markets are closed. And what does that mean? That means with us today is Larry Kudlow to tell us what the heck is going on, what happened, and what we'll hope for. And then, whatever he doesn't tell us, I'll be listening to the Kudlow Show on WABCRadio.com worldwide and on 770 on WABC in the tri-state area. Good afternoon, Larry Kudlow. Thank God it's Friday.
Hello, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Did you enjoy the Cardinals gala last night, the Al Smith dinner?
Yes, I did. I thought it was a lovely dinner. Ironically or coincidentally, I had had lunch with the Zemmins earlier in the day with a group of people. But it was a lovely event, and I was glad to be part of it. And I thought you looked very spiffy, John, in your white tie and tails.
I wear it once a year when the Cardinal decrees it.
Yes. In order to get to heaven, you have to have a white tie and tails. Anyway, listen, the big news this week, I think, was the demise and decline of this crazy big government socialist tax and spend bill in Washington, D.C. And there are two reasons for that. One of them is Joe Manchin, and the other is Kyrsten Sinema. Manchin is strongly against all the spending, and he insists on means tests and work requirements. He also is against the Green New Deal, and he really put a dagger into both, especially the Green New Deal parts. And Senator Sinema put a dagger into all these proposed tax hikes. She says no to the higher corporate tax, no to a higher individual tax, no to a higher capital gains tax. The Democrats are flummoxed. They are in complete disarray. They are pointing fingers and blaming at each other. Of course, they're blaming Manchin and Sinema because they're the only moderates left in the Senate. And I'm loving it because, you know, I think it's very simple. Save America and kill the bill.
Wow. Wow. And you feel that we're headed to that direction and that would be good for America. Is that why the market is so strong? Everybody is listening to you?
I think, John, that's a key reason. I really do.
Well, let me know when you're going to say something wrong so I can short.
The socialist bill's going down. And the market's going up. By the way, the market also has good, very good profits. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks, and profits are coming in on the high side everywhere. So companies are making money despite, you know, issues about supply chains and inflation and labor shortages. But listen, if that bill ever went through with all these massive tax increases, which would kill profits, by the way, absolutely slaughter profits, you would lose jobs and lower wages, and you would shrink the economy. I mean, the number of economic models are showing that. And I know this thing's been weighing on the stock market because the stock market needs profits. Businesses, in order to grow, need profits. And the left-wing progressives in the White House and the Congress don't like profits, and they don't care about business. And so they're ignorant of how this economy works. But Americans are full of common sense. And that common sense is leading them to say, we don't want to transform America in some radical direction. We don't want to transform the culture, and we don't want to transform the economy. We could have some tweaks and here and there that hopefully will lead to greater prosperity. But this transformation theme is going down. Biden's going down. I mean, it's fascinating to me. So, yeah, it's a seesaw. Washington down, stocks up.
I want your opinion, Larry Kudlow. I've said on Fox Business last week and the week before that the CEOs are scared. They're scared that if their earnings are off by more than a penny, Wall Street trashes them. And when they see the price increases coming about, whether it's oil, when they see the their product is being delayed in the Pacific, not coming through, they will raise prices regardless if they cost them more themselves just to be ahead of the curve. Am I wrong or am I right?
Well, no, I think you're right. But look, if you miss on earnings, at least in the short run, you'll pay the price. I don't know about the long run, but in the short run. But I think on these other issues, look, the inflation is lasting longer than I and others thought. Frankly, I'm worried now not only about supply shortages and the Los Angeles port. I'm worried that the Federal Reserve keeps pumping money into the economy, free money, and that could mean a longer-term inflation. That's my biggest concern. Short run, by the way, I must say, higher inflation is actually good for profits. Higher inflation is good for profits. Retail sales are very strong. The economy is very strong. We're going to get a lousy report for GDP next week because there were no cars available for consumers to buy. Retail sales will be very soft there. But actually, fundamentally, unemployment claims are the lowest since the pandemic. People are getting away from all the pandemic plus-ups for unemployment benefits. Consumers are strong. Businesses are very profitable, which is very bullish. Banks are outperforming, energy is outperforming, industrials are outperforming, and, you know, hopefully Washington won't screw it up by taxing everything that moves.
Larry Kudlow, maybe you could tell the American people the truth. My lease was up on my car 6-7 months ago, and all I am is getting jerked off by the car dealer, says, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and it's almost 7 months now. Well, what's going on?
Well, you mean your car is coming, but it's 7 months late.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a refrain. A lot of this has happened in the third quarter. That's why the GDP is going to be soft. Now, I don't know where the car is coming from, John, but the parts, probably, including the chips, semiconductors, are tied up in this crazy story in the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And I have thought on this. I'm very critical of this. Biden didn't do a thing about it. His transportation secretary, Buttigieg, didn't do a thing about it. And it's become a national disgrace. No question about it. So the Longshoremen Union would not run 24/7. They were getting off duty at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, as the crisis deepened, you got this week at least a commitment to go 24/7. The ports weren't even open 24/7. That's terrible. That's a union issue, and that's a local government issue. The other thing is, everybody's telling me these ports are run very badly, John. You wouldn't let them run the way they're running. They avoid and oppose any forms of automation. And you need the best possible equipment to unload these containers, get them off the ships, open them, and then parcel them out. So that's a problem. You can't fight automation. You can't fight technology. Now, the other side of the coin is, and again, I don't know if this affects your car, but there's a shortage of truck drivers. Now, this is a long-term story. But long-haul truck drivers, who are making a lot of money, by the way, it could be $150,000 a year, but they're very short supply. And a few people have suggested that you lower the commercial driver's license age from 21 to 18, and that would attract a lot of younger people, quite possibly a lot of women. And the other thing is, they should waive a law that was in Congress years ago that limited trucking to an 11-hour haul. They should push that probably back. I don't recall. I think it was a 14-hour haul. So there are some things that can be done and weren't being done, and that's why you can't get hold of your car. I don't know the whole story.
Well, it's not only my car. It's a lot of people's cars. It's not only us. That's why it's the whole GDP. It's not. I don't want to mention the brand I'm buying, but it's almost across the board on brands.
My sister went to go buy a car, and the MSRP said one price. And you know normally how you kind of haggle that MSRP?
Yeah, you get 10% off.
Right. Well, the dealer wanted to charge her an extra $5,000 to $10,000 above the MSRP. What's that about, Larry?
Same thing. They only have X amount of cars.
Inventory.
If you only have 10 oranges to sell mm-hmm. and 20 people want them, you charge a little bit more.
Supply and demand.
Yep. Look, this will work itself out, okay? This will work itself out. But it surely is taking longer. And again, I would argue that the government should intervene less. Don't put regulations. Don't go for unionization. Let private enterprise, let free markets work. But keep these ports open. You know, we don't have this problem in the East Coast. The ports of New York and Baltimore, which are gigantic ports, did not have backlog. It was only out there in California, and that's why I raised the issue of why the ports were closed and why the longshoremen didn't want to work.
There was an article in one of the papers this morning that there might be a 400% increase in toys. I don't know if you saw that. And that is mind-boggling.
Wait, a 400% increase in...
toys.
So the price of toys?
Price of toys for Christmas.
Price of toys. Well, I hope not. But these things are possible. It's all possible. And it's very, very difficult. I understand. It's very difficult.
Larry,
it'll work itself out, but it's going to take a while.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for bringing the truth to all the American people. You're on Fox Business Monday through Friday between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, and then on Saturdays on WABCRadio.com on 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And thank you so much for telling the people the truth.
John, save America, kill the bill.
I agree with you. Save America, kill the bill. I'll be listening to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take a break, and what we have is Gordon G. Chang coming back to tell us the truth of what's going on in the Pacific.